So today I'm here with Kevin Marsh, a.k.a. Kip. Is it okay if I call you Kip?
Yes.
How'd you get that nickname?
That's a long story. my grandmother thought Kevin was so, too stuffy, so she called me Kippy. And I grew out of the Kippy. It's just
to Kip?
Kip stuck, yeah.
That's cool. That's a good nickname. So I see you're a Marine?
Yes.
What years did you serve for?
I was active duty from December of 76 to December of 1980.
Wow. So did you get in straight out of high school?
No. I went to college first on an ROTC scholarship.
Okay.
Naval ROTC.
Okay. Where'd you go to school?
Northwestern.
Okay. Cool. You still big Northwestern fan?
No,
like that?
Never was.
Never? You just went there?
Yeah. When I was there, their football team never won one game for 4 years. So I wasn't too excited. And then I went to our homecoming 30 years later with a friend of mine. And we witnessed the biggest turnaround in NCAA history when they played Michigan State.
Really?
Yeah, at the halftime, Northwestern was winning 31-3. At the end of the second half, Michigan State won 33-31.
Oh, my
they
God.
They never scored again and lost the game.
Oh, my God.
So I don't watch them. Yeah. I think I jinx them.
You're just a bad luck. Well, I'm sure the Northwestern fans appreciate your sacrifice. why'd you pick Northwestern?
It was pretty much picked for me.
Okay.
The ROTC unit was you had to have high SAT scores to get into Northwestern. And probably was the downfall of their football program back then.
Yeah, it was everyone could read, but yeah. No one could play football.
No one could play football. A lot of the football players I knew went on to become doctors.
Wow.
Yeah, there were several.
Yeah.
I think I'm right offhand. But so they wanted me to go there because I had a good SAT score, and they wanted me to help fill up the ROTC unit there.
That's cool. That's really cool. So why did you choose that route? Just was something you wanted to do as easy
ROTC?
Way to, yeah, just that way into the military and all
well,
that
Well, that's
stuff.
Another story. I really wanted to enlist in the Navy and become a SEAL.
Okay.
And so my mom took me down to the Navy recruiter, but my mom was in real estate. They sold a house to the recruiter, and so his name was Chief Reichert, and Chief Reichert and her they threw the fix in, and instead of enlisting, they signed me up for the ROTC program. It's a competitive program. I think three people in the state of Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia got that scholarship that year, and
wow.
I was one of them. So when I got the scholarship, I said, well, I was going to the college, and when I get out, I'll join the Navy as an officer and go the SEAL route as an officer. Our Marine Option Advisor, Major Furley at Northwestern, told me that, well, the SEALs are being disbanded, and this was in 74, right after the Vietnam War ended. So I was being a young kid. I believe a Marine major, if he tells me this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
I couldn't be a SEAL, I said, well, I'll join the Marines. He says, if you sign over as Marine option, I will send you to jump school this summer for training. So I went to jump school in the summer of 74.
Wow.
And became a Marine option.
Wow.
And my friend helped talk me into it too, but then he went back to the Navy and went into intelligence work.
Yeah.
Ended up a CIA guy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You had some weird, you had some more smart friends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've known a lot of people smarter than I am.
Well, you were in that club, so I mean, I wouldn't discredit yourself. So now that you found out that the SEALs did not get disbanded,
yeah.
I mean, were you like, thanks a lot, buddy?
Well, by then I had been indoctrinated
and
I was all Marine Corps all the way.
Yeah. So it worked. He kind of just knew once we get the smart guy in. Yeah, I mean that's good to credit to you, because he obviously saw the potential and knew what you could bring to the table.
Major Furley was a smart guy. He graduated from West Point.
Okay.
And joined the Marines.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Most.
Yeah. Yeah. They're all Army.
All Army.
Yeah. 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 That's West Point. That's crazy. So was he just like, he went to West Point and was like, this isn't enough for me?
I guess not. He's a pretty tough guy. He reminded me of that. Remember in Gomer Pyle, Sergeant
yeah,
Carter?
Yeah, yeah.
He had the same demeanor.
Really?
Yeah, like he could eat nails.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Well, that's a good thing you were on his good side somewhat, even though he lied to you. So,
it's a recruiting measure.
Yeah. That's right. That's what they call it. So, what'd you do while you were in the Marines?
I was infantry.
Okay.
Infantry officer. I went to the very first infantry officer school, the one that the females are having trouble getting through.
Okay.
I was in the very first one in 1977.
Where was that at?
Quantico, Virginia.
Wow, that's crazy.
That was fun.
I bet it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. We did a lot of things that infantry people hadn't been exposed to, unless they got a billet in the fleet, they were exposed to a, you know, spy insertion where you're flying under a helicopter on a rope.
And, yeah.
You know, we learned all the infantry weapons, not just the rifle. We learned how to set up and shoot and man the 81 millimeter mortars, shoot the Dragon, shoot the tow. We did everything.
So you were like a Swiss Army knife, pretty much.
Yeah, Swiss Army knife. Yeah, they wanted the infantry officers to get out there and be able to lead patrols and know all the be the expert on all the weapons.
Yeah, wow. So did you get any overseas time?
No, I did not. It was the Carter years.
Yeah.
And the budget was cut. I got selected to go to Army Ranger School, and I went to Ranger School and graduated from that. Came back, and I wanted to go into recon. And once again, recon's downsizing because of the budget cuts.
Wow.
And this, I was not happy. They made me the S3 Alpha. So I show up after I go to Ranger School, and the major comes in, drops all this junk on my desk, and says, "Battalion commander wants to have a battalion picnic, and he's given me the task, and as my assistant, you now have the task." Yeah.
So you just got done Ranger School and you're planning a picnic?
Yeah, I'm planning a battalion picnic. Yeah.
So you were like, okay,
yeah,
I'm done.
Yeah. So yeah, within about 9 months, I put in my resignation.
Yeah.
And I got out.
Wow.
Went into medicine. I became a paramedic.
Okay. So that's what you did after you got out of the military?
I worked my way along. EMT, paramedic, RN, then a nurse practitioner.
Wow.
And I was overseas for the last 10 years as an overseas civilian contractor in Kosovo, Africa, Afghanistan, and Iraq.
Wow.
Yeah, that's when I got my overseas time.
Yeah, as a civilian.
For 10 years.
And I mean, those are military jobs, what you're doing, pretty much.
I was actually taking care of mostly civilians, but I did take care of some military, especially in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Because I was on Bagram Air Base.
Wow.
And it was an experience. I really enjoyed it.
I bet, was it different? Because the last 10 years, I mean, you were definitely different in age. Was that different? Do you feel like it was having more perspective in your life, being able to go into that situation?
I'm pretty certain had I gone overseas or gone into combat as a younger person, I probably wouldn't have made it. I wanted to be up front.
Yeah.
And I probably would have got shot.
Yeah.
It's like the second lieutenant in Vietnam had a 6-month lifespan.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the perspective for me was different. My perspective now is, I'm amazed at what the military has become. It's so high tech now.
Oh, dude.
I mean, I had to learn how to read a map and do compass work and all that stuff, and these guys use GPS.
No, they don't have to do any of that stuff. But it's also kind of scary that they don't have those skills anymore because we all depend on it now.
That's true.
So you take that away, the only people that are going to survive are the ones that know how to read a map.
My 84-year-old mom will never use GPS. She said, "I know how to read a map."
Yeah, I do too. But you look at kids these days, my daughter included. What time is it? There's a clock right there.
Pull out her phone.
What time is it? Yeah. I'm like, look at the damn clock. What do you think? What the hell's wrong with you?
Pull out your phone.
That's every kid, though. That's not just her. She's smart. She's a straight-A student.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy. It's insane. It's just like this lazy, it's complacency laziness that we've gotten used to with all this stuff that I think is going to screw us in the end. Eventually, it will.
Yeah, if we ever have a electromagnetic pulse
EMP
go off.
Or something happen, man, it will. But, anyway, so that's awesome. What do you do now? Are you still doing nurse?
I retired this year.
Well, congratulations.
From medical work, and I've gone back to my second love. I'm teaching self-defense. I have a complete dojo facility on my property.
Oh, wow, that's cool. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So is there like a certain style of martial arts that you
do? I've had a black belt in Kenpo. And I used to teach Kenpo.
So you know... I know, Action Kenpo here in town.
Yeah. I bumped into those folks at tournaments and stuff.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's cool.
I got a black belt in an Israeli martial art.
Wow.
It was called Haganah.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of a Krav Maga on steroids. And then And that's what I did up until I went overseas and I shut the dojo down. Now that I came back, I'm just going to teach self-defense, and I'm affiliated with this, the self-defense company, Damien Ross.
Okay.
I'm just going to do that.
That's cool. That's really awesome. Man, it's a cool life. It's really cool. It's a cool life. Very cool.
I stay busy.
Yeah, that's what it's about,
man. I'm homeschooling. I got two grandsons that I'm raising as mine.
So you're homeschooling them too?
Homeschool,
so you're a teacher. That's awesome. That's good. Probably better than most. Well, thank you, Kip, for coming to lunch with me today, and thank you so much for your service and continued service out of the military, man.
You're welcome, and I'm proud to be here.
Thank you.
Thank you.